Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Have you eaten today? Today's topic is food.
And today's title is snacks. Snacks. Uh-oh, I hope you ate a good meal before this lesson, Pauline.
Why?
Well, because we're talking about snacks today. If you are hungry, it will be hard to talk about it.
Oh, good point. Well, I'm not hungry yet, but I might be hungry by the time we're done talking about it.
Well, let's get started. Friends, let's look at today's Read It with Pauline.
Alex is hungry. One slice of pizza wasn't enough for lunch. He can eat a banana for a snack. Then, he can eat a lot tonight at Taylor's party. James is also a little hungry. He can drink a glass of milk and eat a cookie.
So, Pauline, the title of today's show is Snacks. So, what is a snack?
Oh, a snack is food, but it isn't a full meal. It's a small amount of food. Sometimes at work, I get hungry before it's time to go to lunch, so I might have a little snack to help me not feel hungry.
I also like to bring snacks with me when I travel. Often when I'm traveling, I can't stop to have a meal at a normal time, so snacks help me to keep from getting hungry too.
Friends, when do you like to have a snack? I think everyone enjoys snacks sometimes, so today's lesson should be useful for all of us. Let's get started with our keywords with Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要说的是 snack, 点心, 零嘴. Alex 说他的午餐只吃了一片 pizza. Alex only had a slice of pizza. 这是不可数名词, P-I-Z-Z-A, pizza. 他觉得午餐只吃这样实在是不够. It's not enough to have a slice of pizza for lunch. 名词 lunch 就是午餐. James 建议他吃一根香蕉做点心. He can eat a banana for a snack. 香蕉就是 banana. 结果说着说着, James 也觉得有点饿了. 他决定喝点东西就好. He wants to drink something. 动词 drink 就是喝. He can drink a glass of milk. 名词 milk 就是牛奶. 他决定喝一杯牛奶.
I am so hungry. One slice of pizza for lunch wasn't enough.
You can eat a lot tonight. Taylor is having a party.
I know. I can't wait. Taylor always has good snacks.
Eat a snack now. Have a banana or something.
Good idea. There are some right there.
Okay, but don't eat too many.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh no, really? Peter, I thought you ate before the show. You know today's lesson is all about food.
I know. I did eat just one sandwich for dinner. That wasn't enough.
Oh, well, I guess you understand how Alex feels. He is also hungry. He had one slice of pizza for lunch, and that wasn't enough either.
Oh, pizza. That sounds so good. I love pizza. The melted cheese on the flatbread, the tomato sauce.
Okay, Peter, you need to focus. Maybe you can order some pizza after the show. But for now, how about you tell us what the word lunch means?
Oh, right. In the morning, people eat a meal, like eggs on toast. That is a good breakfast in the morning. Our second meal is around noon. That's lunch.
That's right. And of course, we have a third meal in the evening called dinner. So our meals are breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Alex didn't eat very much lunch. He just had a slice of pizza, so now he's hungry.
Right. James says that's okay, though, because they are going to eat a lot later. Taylor is having a party, and she always has good snacks.
Alex is really excited about the party and the snacks. He says, I can't wait. This is a good phrase to show people that you are excited for something. So excited that you just can't wait.
For example, I can't wait to open the presents, or I can't wait to go on vacation.
Well, Alex will have to wait. The party won't start until later. So James suggests that Alex eat a snack. What snack does he suggest?
He suggests that Alex have a banana or something. And I suggest we go to Christina to learn more about that. Christina?
Alex 肚子饿了 ,James 建议他先吃一根香蕉之类的点心。Have a banana or something. 首先要先说动词 have, 它可以当作吃或是喝的意思用。比如 ,What did you have for lunch? 或者 ,I'll have noodles for dinner. 这里的 have 都是吃的意思。再看一下 James 的建议 ,Have a banana or something.句尾的 or something 很好用，比如我问你，一个人在家会不会无聊呢？你说不会啊 ，I can listen to music or something， 我可以听一听音乐之类的。如果我问你，你知道 Henry 是做什么工作吗？你回答 ，He works for a bank or something， 在银行工作之类的吧。这是口语中 or something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina.Peter, do you like bananas?
Yes, I like most fruits, but bananas are a very easy snack because you don't have to cut a banana.
Good point. Mangoes are my favorite fruit, but they are not an easy snack to eat at work.
Well, thankfully for Alex, there are some bananas right there at work for him to eat. And thankfully, we have Rebecca right here to practice our grammar point with us. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. If you want to say that there is something in a specific place, you can use this grammar point. For example, there are two chairs right there. Or, there are some shoes right here.Great job! Now you're ready to use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. So, James decides to have a banana as a snack. But Alex says not to have too many. Why does he say that?
Because James is going to Taylor's party tonight. If he eats too many bananas, then he will be too full to eat all those delicious snacks at Taylor's party.
Good point.Friends, it's time for us to take a short break, but don't worry, we won't be gone too long. Practice making some sentences with the words we've learned today. Then we'll be right back to learn some more. Don't go away!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Oh, Peter, did you get a snack during the break?
Yes, I did. How did you know?
Because you have crumbs on your face. But I'm glad you got a snack. Now you won't be so hungry while we learn about snacks.
Exactly. Now my stomach is full, but not too full because I want to eat a good meal later today.
Well, perfect. We're all set then. Let's go ahead and watch Conversation B together.
Now I'm feeling a little hungry.
You can also have a snack. Do you want a banana?
No, thanks. I don't really like bananas.
Okay. Have an apple or another kind of fruit?
No.I can drink a glass of milk, and I can eat a cookie.
That's a good snack.
So Alex and I both have had snacks, so now we are not hungry anymore. But now someone else is hungry. James is feeling a little hungry.
I understand. Talking about food is making me a little hungry too.
That's okay, Pauline. You can also have a snack.
No, I can't, Peter. We need to teach right now.
No, we don't. It's Christina's turn. You know, she also likes to teach us, so let's go to her right now. Christina?
刚才是 Alex 肚子饿，现在换 James 觉得饿了，所以 Alex 说，你也可以吃个点心啊。You can also have a snack. 我们来讲一讲副词 also 在句子里的位置。首先，副词放在句子中间的时候，通常就是放在 be 动词后面，一般动词前面。比如 ，He is also a teacher. 这是副词 also 放在 be 动词后面。如果说 ,he also comes from California, 这就是副词 also 放在一般动词前面。这是副词放在句子中间的位置。另外副词 also 也可以放在句尾。比如说 ,you can have a snack also, 或者 ,he is a teacher also。通常摆的位置越前面表示他在句子中的角色就越重要。
Thanks, Christina, and thanks for sharing your snacks with me, Peter. Like James, I was feeling a little hungry, but now I had a snack, so I am feeling much better. Thanks.
No problem. And by the way, you do have some crumbs on your face. So, hey, what about Alex? Did he get a snack?
Well, James offered Alex a banana, but James doesn't want one. He doesn't really like bananas.So Alex suggested eating an apple or another kind of fruit. Fruit is a nice snack.
Yes, it is. But James doesn't want fruit for a snack. He wants to eat a cookie and drink a glass of milk for his snack.
Oh, wow, that sounds delicious. Although, I don't think it's a very healthy snack.
Good point. Maybe I would have that for dessert.Cookies taste good because they are made with lots of sugar, and sugar isn't healthy, but cookies and milk are a delicious snack.
Peter, don't you think that it's also a good snack?
Oh, right. That's a good snack. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
That's a good snack.
That's a good snack.
那是个不错的点心。
Maybe I'll have a banana.
That's a good snack.
No, I'll have an apple.
That's a good snack.
No, I'll have an orange.
That's a good snack.
Banana, apple, orange. Why can't I decide?
Because they're all good snacks.
That's a good snack.
That's a good snack.
那是个不错的点心。
Hey, that's a good calendar phrase. Peter, when you have a snack, what do you like to drink with your snack?
Well, I try to drink lots of water.
Okay, I know water is good for you,But don't you also like tea?
Oh, yeah. I'll drink tea or even coffee. It depends what I'm having. What about you?
Well, it also depends on what I'm eating. For example, I think soda tastes good with pizza. I also love drinking a cold glass of milk with fresh-made cookies.
You also drink coffee, right?
Yes, I drink a lot of coffee.
Do you put milk in your coffee?
Yes, I can't drink plain black coffee, yuck. I always put sugar and milk in my coffee. I like to drink coffee with sweet snacks like cupcakes or cookies.
Hey, I like this topic. It's useful for everyone. Everyone likes to eat, and we all have our favorite foods and snacks and drinks that we can share about. Friends, Talk to someone about your favorite snack after the show today.
Try to use 3 new words you learned today. To help you, we'll review our keywords together now.
Oh, maybe instead of reviewing keywords, we can just eat our favorite snacks. That's a good way to review.
I think we should still review our words. Then our friends can eat some snacks.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Friends, try saying the words with us as we review today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Pizza. Pizza. Pizza is my favorite food.
Lunch. Lunch. I eat lunch at 12:15.
Banana. Banana. I eat a banana every day.
Drink. Drink. I'm drinking water right now.
Milk. Milk. I like milk and cookies. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now let's review our lesson one more time together.
I am so hungry. One slice of pizza for lunch wasn't enough.
You can eat a lot tonight. Taylor is having a party.
I know. I can't wait. Taylor always has good snacks.
Eat a snack now. Have a banana or something.
Good idea. There are some right there.
Okay, but don't eat too many. Now I'm feeling a little hungry.
You can also have a snack. Do you want a banana?
No, thanks. I don't really like bananas.
Okay. Have an apple or another kind of fruit.
No, I can drink a glass of milk and I can eat a cookie.
That's a good snack.
So today we are talking about snack food. But I have a question. Is snack food and junk food the same thing?
Oh, good question. No, they aren't exactly the same thing. Junk food is food that is unhealthy, food that is bad for you. For example, French fries and chips are junk food.
But many people have French fries or chips for a snack, Pauline.
That's true. You can eat junk food for a snack, but you can also eat a banana or a carrot for a snack. Those are healthy snacks. They aren't junk food.
I see. Friends, let's check our understanding of this. Friends, Pauline, I'll say a word, a food, and you tell me if it's snack food or junk food, or both.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, what about an apple?
Oh, well, that is good for you. Apples aren't junk food, but they are a good snack.
Okay. What about chocolate candy?
Ooh, yum. I do like candy, but candy has a lot of sugar, so it's unhealthy. So it's junk food. And it's also a snack because it's a small thing people eat between meals.
Okay, I think you did a pretty good job. Friends, keep talking to your friends. Maybe ask about a few foods. But right now, we need to go to Jungle Chit Chat and see what our friends are up to.
I am so hungry.
Hungry? Why are you hungry? We had pizza for lunch.
But I only had one slice.
Why didn't you have more?
Because you ate all the rest.
Oh, that's right. It was so good.
And now I'm so hungry.
Why don't you have a snack?
A snack? Good idea. What snacks do we have?
We have milk and cookies.
Ooh, milk and cookies? But that's not enough.
How about milk, cookies, and bananas?
Yes, I love bananas!
Okay, I'll get some bananas for you.
Yay, hooray! Ooh, don't forget the milk and cookies.
Okay.
Yay!
What makes the world go round? It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day. The gift of love is the greatest gift that anyone can give. It brings us hope and joy and peace, and shows us how to live. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love is in your life, you'll have a better day. You'll have a better day.
Well, I think we're all ready for a big snack. Pauline, what if our friends have a big pizza for a snack? Is that a snack or is it junk food?
Well, if you have a big pizza, Peter, a whole pizza, that's not a snack. That's a meal. And it's not very healthy for you, so it's also junk food. But if you want to go order a pizza now, I guess it's okay. Our show is over for the day.
Yes, I can have pizza. But if I have one slice, that's a snack, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yes, I'm having pizza. Friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.